Our next guest is a lover, not a fighter. Unless he's doing it professionally, then he is a fighter.
Oh, come on, bro! And the big man is down. Now,
please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour.
In the green corner,
Danny Green.
Legend of Australian boxing joins us live in the studio. Good afternoon, Dan. Good to see you again, brother.
Great to see you, Jazz. Greg, Bernie, thanks for having me on. Great to be here, boys.
Beautiful. What about that a few years ago where you just smacked me in the guts? And
you asked for it.
No, yeah. No, hang on. I broke four ribs. I didn't want to tell you that, but I broke four ribs. You just went bang.
Oh, I thought I was only meant to do two, so that's a bonus.
It's just a little jab too.
Your beautiful son, Archie
boy.
He wants to have a crack at me.
Yeah, well, I just thought, you know what? Let's keep it in the family.
He's a beautiful young man. Good manners too. I love
that. I appreciate you. Good egg, that bloke.
Welcome to Adelaide. Now, you're going to host a big, big gathering tomorrow night at the Adelaide 36ers Arena, the Gathering Fight Night.
Yeah.
You're the host, the great man, Danny Green. What do you expect to see tomorrow night?
Well, they'll have to muzzle me. Because once I said to Greg before, once I pulled the ripcord, I'm hard to stop. The promoters, big Sammy LaBruna from Melbourne and Nick Skolarakis have put on a really good show. Boys have done a great job. It's a great mix of pure boxing talent. So you got your boxing purists that'll get a great kick out of it. And then you got the entertainment value and something that I'm genuinely, we've spoken about before, boys, I'm genuinely looking forward to seeing the footballers, former AFL footballers, all performed at such a high level of their sport, elite professional athletes, and they're taking that same mindset, that same ethic into the boxing ring, and they've been very respectful of the sport of boxing. They're not claiming to be champions and do it for career. They're just testing themselves. They are asked to do it, and they're going to be exposed. And I take my hat off to the lads because they're showing a lot of courage and they're going to throw down against each other. And there's some really good matchups. And I saw I've seen them all, but big Corey McKernan, had a good chat to him.
Yeah.
And against big Anthony Rocker, great bloke. So I was like, are you guys going to hug each other or belt each other? Too good a bloke. So I don't want to see him get whacked.
No love out there, Dan.
But they've got competitive juices, haven't they? Yeah. So they haven't left any stone unturned. And you were saying the shape of their bodies from a month ago, they just look different. Their eyes are different.
Are they?
Their bodies are different. They don't want to lose.
No, they're very, and that's what took them to the top of their chosen sport, you know. So, you know, a few guys in this room like that. So it's really, really cool to see them embrace this competitiveness and the drive. And I can see, look at Kane Corns, that guy's, if he took up, macrame, he'd be a world champion because he's just such a driven dude.
He is.
Fierce compared to
anything. Yeah. And so, and Brownie's got his work cut out for him. They're good mates, but, I don't think Cornsy wants to let him out of there without, bopping him a couple of times. Yeah. Good. So it's really interesting. And then you got, look, with Daisy and Swanee, who knows what's going to go on. That could be a bag of all sorts.
Southpaw.
But it's going to be really interesting. And then you got, I think probably the highest level of boxing will be Pets, Kane Pettiver and Mitch. And Mitch is a guy who's very athletic, very, and he's got a fair bit of mongrel.
Got
a bit of dash, that bloke. Mm. So so is Pet. So it's going to be that. I think that will probably show the highest level of boxing, fundamental boxing skills out of the other four fights.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to all of them. And then the main event in boxing, purest people who love boxing, there's a really good card on, and that's topped by Jamal Herring, Jamal, whichever way you pronounce it. Sorry, champ, if I got it wrong.
Yeah.
And he's coached by former WBC bantamweight champion and legend of the sport, Wayne the Pocket Rocket McCulloch, in his corner. Had a good chat to him, got to meet him. It was just like a treat for me and my son to meet this bloke.
He was your hero.
Oh, I loved him, mate. He's such a legend, and to meet him now and to have him be such a gentleman and spend time with us and talk to us, he's like, you're a gun. Yeah. He's a real deal as a bloke. Yeah. He's just a regular dude.
Yeah.
And he's in against young Jackson England, Perth boy, moved over to Brisbane to further his career. And he's been in some incredibly exciting fights. So the main event's going to be a belter.
So what about back to the footballers, these guys that haven't fought before, what's the biggest mistake that, people getting into the ring make? Do they just go, some people just go hammer and tong, or what would you say to these guys fighting for the first time?
You're spot on, mate. It's difficult to contain the energy and the nerves and the adrenaline. You want to get out there
early
and just start, throwing pots and pans at the bloke.
Yeah.
But the the athlete that tomorrow night that is the most controlled and calm one, if they can be calm, if that's possible, is going to be the one that's going to be successful. If they can be calm, because boxing is a fight. Make no mistake, it's a fight. You know, I'm there to knock you out. You're there to knock me out. That's the raw essence of it. But it's a game of physical chess. And so the bloke who can stay calm and cool and relax and pick his shots and have a bit of tactic and maintain the tactic and the game plan will generally be successful. And I spoke to big Corey McKernan and I said, mate, how's the nerves? He goes, mate, I said, you wouldn't get nervous. You've been in grand finals and kicking goals in front of 100,000 people. If you miss, they're going to, you know, burn your house down. He goes, mate, I'm cool because I've followed the process. He said, it's all a process for me. And I was like, oh, I wish young athletes could hear this man talk. Such a legend of sport. And listen to the professionalism and the educated responses that he has, the replies that he has to the questions being asked, because he's done the work.
Yeah.
And you talk he's about control. I've done parts of boxing at footy clubs, nothing obviously like you've done, but the hardest part to keep control is when you're being hit. When you get hit and you're not used to getting hit, that's when you start to lose control completely. So it's not just keeping control early, it's when you get hit to you got to keep your arms up because otherwise you get hit again.
Yeah, it's a strange sport. Because you get whacked and you are concussed.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're physically, you can't feel your legs.
How do you control that?
Your legs from the knees down are numb. You can't feel them. And you're thinking internally going, holy heck, where are my legs gone? And then at the same time, he's raining blows on you because he knows he's hurt you and he's trying to knock you unconscious. Yeah, yeah. And the crowd's going bonkers. Yeah, and amazing. Your ears are ringing and it's like, you know, it's pretty wild. And there's a split second for you to react and do something about it because no one's going to get you out of there but yourself. So you just got to stay cool, stay calm. You know, in all sports, there's horses for courses. I would fight Mike Tyson before I faced a fastball. So
I'm taking the fastball.
You shit my pants. You'd rather
take on Mike Tyson and get bowled at by bloody Brett Lee or Dennis Lilly or.
There's no way I'm copping a ball from Binger. No chance. You know, but
I'm taking the risk of the ball.
Ambrose, what Greg got out on a few times.
But also, with the greatest of respect, I'd get paid a truckload more fighting Mike Tyson. So the risk reward is kind of, you got to weigh it up.
Danny Green, stick around. We've got lots to talk to. We're talking Australian boxing legend Danny Green. He's hosting the big fights tomorrow night, Adelaide 36ers Arena. Up next, I want to ask you, how are you going to start off? Is it, hello,
he's not the announcer, you pay the bloody...
Up next.
Come on, Jess.
Thinks he's the announcer.
Take a break, mate.
Danny Green, to stick around here on Triple M's Rush Hour.
It's fight night!
You're listening to Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz. Danny Green is still live in the studio.
Oh, just before the break.
Stop recording.
Sorry, you thought he was coaching one of these, which he wasn't. Now you think he's the announcer.
He'd be a good announcer.
What's he going to be doing, selling pies next?
No.
Oh, and, the referee.
Fellas, if you want to lift in there, I'll be leaving the station about 6:40.
Hey, before the break, you mentioned the trainer for Jamal Herring in the main event was your hero. How do you feel about your hero telling us off air about having some of your gloves at his house now?
Oh, it was pretty.
The
pretty,
feeling.
Well, it felt better because he said it in front of my son. Yeah. So and not being smart or rude, you know, like as a father, you I never really go on about my stuff with my kids a great deal. So when someone else,
admires what you've done.
I come to think of the word. Too many hits. But yeah, when someone else says something, you know, that justifies or compliments what you've done in your career, and coming from a guy, because I introduced him and said, mate, this bloke is a guy that I love fighting when I was younger, and he's a legend. And he says something about me, and my son hears that. That's like, oh wow, that's very cool to hear, and really nice, and it was pretty special for me.
Did you watch the Tim Tszyu fight on the weekend?
Yeah, I did, mate. Yeah.
What do you think?
Well,
the cut hurt him.
The cut was very, very severe, but the other guy had a very severe cut as well. He had difficulty. See, Tim had difficulty seeing, and the other guy had difficulty breathing. So it was kind of, you know, it was a very difficult fight. I think his cornering needs a very, very strong assessment because I've spoken to many, many cut men and
shouldn't have continued.
And they were whoever was doing the cut was woefully inept at their job.
Yes,
Didn't have the right equipment.
Yeah,
and then was very inexperienced in what he was clear to see.
Yeah.
Mm. I've been around the game for a very long time. I've had cuts. I've seen plenty of cuts and know what the deal is. And I was going, wow, that's... it's crazy. And then the fight, you know, they had the chance to call the fight off. The doctor asked, is he good to go on? And that's when if there was a bit more, I don't want to pile on because it's over. What's done is done.
Yeah. But
the first thing is the cut could 100% have been stemmed. Doesn't mean you stop it, but, for a start, the little things that we're using to put in there, you know, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a gash.
Yeah, yeah. 12 point. Stitches, Dan, at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 stitches. Yeah. That was a serious cut.
It was a serious cut, but it could have...
And a boxer's not going to say, are they? No, I'm going to keep going.
Not a chance. You know, there's no way Tim...
And you would have done the same. Tim Zoo
would keep going if his head was hanging off.
Right.
Yeah. He's a fighter. He's a real fighter.
Jars, Danny's saying that he shouldn't have been bleeding as much. Yeah. Therefore, his vision should have been...
I know, and that's the criticism coming out. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
his
bleeding is uncontrollable.
Yeah.
But you could have... An experienced cut man would have stemmed the flow.
Right.
It's bizarre that they didn't have someone that knew what they were doing.
There'd be a rematch, Dan.
I'm not too sure. I don't know what's going on with...
I thought he promised that before the fight.
I think the latest news is that's definitely going to be a rematch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Dan, we're talking to Danny Green. Before you spoke about Mike Tyson, I've been watching some of his clips. He's in training to take on John Paul, is it?
Jake Paul.
John Paul Gaultier. Yep.
He's
that's a good name.
Jake Paul, mate.
Jake Paul, sorry. Yeah, Jake Paul. He looks fantastic, Mike. Isn't he? Are you going to go down that path? Can we see some, I'm ready, day four, and he's bloody hitting the bags. He's scary, though, isn't he?
I've got another 6 years to wait, 50s, till I get to 57. Then I might have a crack, then. Wait till I slow up a bit, Jazz. His young blokes won't be able to keep up.
Good.
No way. No chance.
So is that just like an exhibition fight, is it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I think the boys are gonna go at it.
Oh.
But Jake Paul, people forget that Jake Paul's got a fairly strong competitive sporting background. He's a very athletic and very skillful guy. He's been boxing professionally full time for at least 5 years. So who knows? I mean, I'm like everyone else. I'm going for Mike Tyson.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what you're seeing on social media is going wow 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 wow. It's scary, but they don't show the next 5 minutes of him gassed on the stool.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Right, time to go again, guys. And he goes again.
Always wonder that. I think, geez, have a look at him. He's a
madman. We're a bit like this on this show, aren't we?
As it keeps going, it's on the ground. You do that after talking, just
buddy. Your boy Tyson Pedro, how's he tracking?
Yeah, he's going really well. He's got his he's going to make his debut, professional boxing debut. He's a 5-0 amateur. So he's a New South Wales intermediate amateur champion, and he's finished with the UFC, and he's got a lot of potential in boxing, this young man, and I'm looking to promote him, and I think when people see, we've got him lined up in a fight, and we announce that very soon. It's a very, very dangerous fight, and everyone's going, "What are you doing?" People who know what's going on, they go, "Well, what's going on? Why would you do that?"
Yeah.
This kid wants to take him on. You got to take your hat off to the bloke.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's got some big cojones with what he's doing and what he's trying to achieve.
Mm.
And he wants to show the people that he's there for real.
Hey, right. Danny, the people that didn't hear the opener, which was at the start of the interview, here's a replay of you hitting Jars, the full part of it. Here it is. Archie, this is Danny's
Archie
lad.
Green.
Listen to this because you're next.
Relax. Jars and Danny. About a metre apart.
Talkie!
What you do is you stay relaxed.
Otherwise it won't hurt. A bit of advice from the green machine. Oh, hello, he's flinched. He's flinched.
Oh.
Oh.
You do whatever you want. No, don't, Dan. Don't, Dan. I love you, you know that.
Just working through it. He called you a pussy early, Danny.
What did Dan? I called my brother! Oh.
And the big man is down.
Now, shit.
The big man is down, and I tell you what, he's not putting it on.
Why were you stirring him up before that?
No, I wasn't.
You were.
I just wanted to be hit by Danny Green, and it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was fierce and brutal.
You want another one? Ribs?
Oh, no. No, I'm a bit older than that.
Smack in the nose, this one. Oh, just slip it up.
Yes. You're feeling generous.
No, he's feeling generous.
Hey, thanks again for joining us, Danny. Yes. Always good
love
to
you,
have you.
Appreciate
winning.
It, lads. Thanks very much for having me on.
Good luck Wednesday night.
Yes. Cheers, hosting. Lads. Hosting.
How fit is he still looking?
He looks sensational. Brilliant. Give us what you got, Dan. I'll take whatever you're taking.
Surfing, mate. Training. Yeah. Training. Try and keep up with that bloke over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surfing, training, and give the beers away. And, you know, generally have a decent diet, apart from about a tonne of chocolate a week. Yeah. And I just keep moving, mate. Just move it or lose it.
Like it.
Love, love it. There he is. Danny Green.
Yeah.
Call 133353 to score a double pass right now to gather round Fight Night at the Adelaide 36ers Arena. You can get your tickets at canefight.com and use the code word Triple M for your chance to get upgraded on the night to a Sora VIP lounge. It's Triple M's Rush Hour. It's Triple M's Rush Hour. You're with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Jars, are you all right?
You're all right?
I got internal bleeding.
That was a big hit. I thought he was just going to jab you.
Oh, he jabbed me.
If you didn't know what's happened, Archie Green, Danny's son, who came in with him, just said, well, Danny hit you a few years ago. Back.
Yeah.
So then the son wanted in on it as well because it's just like hitting a nice soft pad.
He said, didn't he? He said, can I punch you? Can I punch you as well? Can I just give you a little one?
Archie Green.
Yeah. But he sort of like opened Jars' arms up. Yeah. So when he had his... Oh, his fist was not far from your guts. And then right at the end, just cocked it right back and went whack.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh. Right.
Sound of that.
And there's a bit of recoil as well.
Yeah. Like, I think he broke his wrist, the poor lad.
Yeah, he's...
Because it's like a brick.
He's down having surgery now, apparently.
I see the doc.
Doc's very well. I'm struggling.
Internal bleeding, you reckon?
Could be.
Well, we couldn't. We tried to see a mark, didn't we, on his belly before he pulled his shirt up, but we couldn't see his skin.
No. What'd you see?
Well, hair. No. A lot of hair.
And a lot of whiteness. It was like... It's like I was spotlighted with a snipper.
Is that going online?
Yeah, the video's up now.
Oh, is it?
You can check it out by searching Triple M Adelaide on Instagram.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Oh! Sound of that.